Today on the DML News Podcast, Joe Biden says impeachment's over. Republicans may think otherwise. Plus Donald Trump, and now all the civil cases are gone, and now it's the criminal ones. We've got information about that. Plus, there is so much to talk about in New York City. A man shot in the head. We've got the video. It's crazy stuff. And there is an illegal alien who was a teacher, and somehow he did bad things to children. Oh, man, do we have a lot of stories today. And get ready, because it is all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is my son, Denny. Back on the controls over there is Ryan. Ryan, turn your microphone on. We're going to bring you in today. Few things, going to go through a couple of little laundry list items here, and then we're going to get into an amazing show. First of all, today we were supposed to be interviewing the mother of a boy named Grayson. Unfortunately, the whole family has the flu, so we put that off to next week. There was no way I was going to ask her to do it when she wasn't feeling well, so get ready for that one. Number two, later today on Friday, don't forget, this is the Wine and Talk. We have the Wine and Talk with Miss Mary, my wife. For those of you who don't know who Miss Mary is, Miss Mary and myself, we have like a little comedy show. It's every week. We get some wine. We go over to our studio on that side over there, and we just have a lot of fun. Today, we're going to talk about feeling younger than you really are. We have spent a lot of time with people in their 60s and 70s this week. We've got video. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you laugh. That also, and I'm starting a new program. As you know, here at Team DML and DML News App, we are rolling out new programs all year long. We're doing a new thing called Ask DML, where I let people go up on Facebook, ask me questions, and then I give answers. That's going to be a video, and that will be going off this weekend. So make sure you download the DML News app if you don't have it already. It's free from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Just download it, put your notifications on, and if you want to join Team DML, which would be a great thing to do, because we can't stay in business unless we have more members. The censorship that happens here on this network, in terms of people watching me on Facebook, the censorship that happens on Apple Podcasts, the censorship that happens everywhere, keeps us from being able to talk to you about certain topics, including today. You'll see at some point we're going to stop the show because I got to take the other things we're going to talk about and put it into an environment where nobody could come and attack us and shut us down, because we want to give you the real story. So if you want to become a Team DML member, it's as cheap as $2.50 a month. I mean, you couldn't make it any more affordable to you. You could help us stay in business. We could help keep you informed. It's real, real simple. You download the DML News app. You go to tab 5, the interact tab. You hit Team DML membership. You go there. You check out all the different membership levels that you could choose from, and you're set to go. And then also, one of the most important things I have to tell for people who are DML CBD buyers, we have a BOGO starting Monday. It's going to last for the entire rest of the month. It is for a site-wide, every single product. I mean, damn, I keep the products right here. I use them before and after the show. BOGO is buy one, get one free. It is one of the last BOGOs we will ever be doing as a company. I'll explain why on Monday. But for that matter, just get ready. Make sure you have your notifications on, because the alerts will go on and probably all weekend leading up until Monday. All right, Denny, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. We've got President Trump facing one lawsuit after the next. None of them have any meat on the bone, yet they still come after this man. They're going to take $450 million from him. He's going to have to face that in the next 30 days. He's already had a post bond for the $83 million for an alleged sexual whatever she says he did. She can't even remember it. She doesn't remember the date. She says she was wearing something that wasn't even manufactured at the time. And yet they just made him post bond for $84 million. This man, they are trying to cripple him. Now, Alvin Bragg, who was supposed to start his case against him, in the documentation, I think it's the documentation case, right?
Yes.
So that now is having a delay. What's the story on that?
Yes, this is out of Axios. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said Thursday that it does not oppose a 30-day delay in former President Trump's New York criminal trial because of the production of thousands of new records. The filing comes less than 2 weeks before the criminal trial on a 2016, quote-unquote, hush money payment is scheduled to begin and could mark the latest delay in proceedings for one of the former president's legal troubles. So, yeah, you're looking at another, or I'm sorry, they're not opposing the 30-day delay for the trial.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because Alvin Bragg has come up with 31,000 more documents. 31,000 more documents. 31,000 more documents. He's going to give to the Trump team and say, hey, look through these 31,000 documents in 30 days. And you know what those documents are going to be, Dennis? They're going to be utter BS. Total BS. I have a timeline here right now of all the cases that are against Trump. Ready?
Yeah.
The case of January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to take place in Washington, D.C. The proposed date is to be determined. Status is on hold. It is frozen while the Supreme Court considers Trump's immunity claim. Second one, election interference in Georgia. Proposed start date, August 5th. Status, delay is possible. Last update is the allegations surrounding District Attorney Willis put timeline into complete limbo. The next one, classified documents, the Mar-a-Lago raid in Florida, May 20. Delayed is expected in that. Judge assessing timeline, special counsel wants a July 8 start. The next one, as you just said, hush money in New York. That's basically his payment to the porn star. March 25, it's on track, but expected to be the first criminal case to go to trial.
Yes.
30 days after. Okay. So the timelines of three of the four criminal cases against Trump are now in limbo, casting doubt on the likelihood their trials will even begin before November, which is a great thing. Trump's legal team has employed delay tactics to push legal proceedings in four jurisdictions beyond the 2024 election. If he wins the presidency before standing trial, he could escape prosecution altogether. And that's when you know there is a God, because they are not, the good Lord is no way going to allow the left to bring this man down. Donald Trump is not a perfect human being. I'd be the first one to tell you, I wouldn't want him marrying one of my daughters. I wouldn't want him doing anything even close around one of my daughters. But that's his personal life. As far as the presidency goes, the only crime that he committed that he should be on trial for in November is he wanted to make America great again. That was his big crime. So let the people be the judge and jury come November. No cheating, no mail-in ballots, no in-the-middle-of-the-night shenanigans. Why don't we just have a straight-up election and really see how the American people feel about this man? Because I tell you what, Dennis, he would win with 80% of the vote if there were no shenanigans and there wasn't this early voting and all these ballots being mailed out to God knows who. We already know what is the Department of Justice. We talked about this. The Department of Justice has already said they are trying to do everything they can to eliminate the need for any voter ID. And you want to know something? How convenient that the Department of Justice and the Biden administration and the border and the DHS has allowed 8 million illegal aliens into this country. You think any of those guys are going to want a voting D?
You know, I the left at this point, they're just a bunch of idiots. I mean, they've always been, but, you know, every criminal case they throw against Trump, it's just emboldening him more. It makes me want to vote for him more. You know, this is just blatant politicalization of our legal system. And, you know, it they could try to cripple him all they want, but, you know, he's a fighter. He's not going to give up. He said it in that Laura Ingraham town hall. You know, he's looking to make America great and bring it back to what it was. You know, so he's fighting. He's not going to give up. So I'm excited to see what he does.
See, now a statement like that, right? The left will take what you just said and call it racist. What did you just say? He wanted to make America great again. He wanted to take it back to what it was. The left will automatically take your statement and say he's a racist. He wants it back where blacks were slaves and where women couldn't vote and minorities didn't have a chance and it was all the big angry white men. No, that's not what we're talking about. I think when Trump talks about bringing it back to where it was, I think he's talking about pre-Obama. It was Barack insane Obama who said he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And I got to tell you what a job he did. If you've got a company that you're looking to destroy, If you've got a company that's running tons of profits and just spitting out money like a freaking ATM machine, say, you want to watch Amazon go to its knees? You want to watch Apple go to its knees? Hire Barack Obama as your CEO. That's how you destroy it. He is the only person who could destroy Apple or Amazon, right? Those two companies are like literally impossible because everybody uses them every single day. He would destroy them. And so what Trump is talking about is let's go back to when we had secure borders. Let's go back to where we weren't sending $100 billion and all of our military apparatus to Ukraine. Let's go back to where we held Iran at bay, where Russia obeyed what we said when it came to being fair and not being killers. And let's go back to where we dominated China. That's what he's talking about. Let's go back to where it wasn't so much racial divide. Remember what Barack Obama did when Ferguson was on fire? He poured gasoline onto that flame, Dennis. He told them to keep on going and don't you stop. How many times did Barack Obama lie to the American people? You can keep your doctor if you want to keep your doctor. Well, he knew that was a lie. He told us that Benghazi was that of a horrible YouTube video about Allah. He told us how many different lies, Dennis. It is countless. He ran guns to the Mexican cartels, and those guns were then used to kill Americans. It is out of control. So we had a little stop in all that craziness under Trump. Tax breaks, border being secured, NATO paying their fair share, Jerusalem being the capital, Israel knowing that we really had their back. I mean, the list is so long what he did. And then what happens? Barack Obama says, we can't have that. He's going to undo everything I did. He's going to get this country back on track. That's his crime. He's going to make America great again. We can't let that happen. And that's why you see Joe Biden in there. Where's my ice cream? Right? Destroying everything, Dennis. And they know that the American people wanted him in the first time, 2016. They know that the American people wanted him in the second time, 2020. And you can read between the lines. And they know they want him a third time. And you know what? This is all this ridiculousness that I just read to you, all these criminal cases and trying to destroy him financially, trying to take away his buildings, trying to take down his kids. Every American that I speak to says the same thing you do. The more you attack him, the more I'm going to support him. And so my hope is, I hope these trials go off. I hope some of them go off. Let the left make complete idiots of themselves and more people come over. And if we had a fair election, I would bet every single last dollar in my pocket that he would win 80% of the votes if we knew it was a fair election.
I completely agree with you. And look, you know, anyone who's trying to spin it that he is this, corrupt man that's going to take power and throw every descendant in jail, which, you know, that's the MSNB talking points. It's ridiculous. I mean, maybe we should turn the spotlight to President Biden and how much his administration.
Can we just call him Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Even okay, better. There you go.
Or maybe the big guy.
The big guy. Know, he does not deserve that first, that little intro to the Biden name. Let's just call him Joey Magoo.
Magoo, big guy, the loser in chief, or maybe better yet, the man who is trying to scapegoat any point of accountability, such as this is from Axios. The White House sent a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson early Friday with a clear message. Your impeachment inquiry of President Magoo is over. The letter signals the White House's increasingly aggressive offense on impeachment as Democrats see the GOP inquiry fizzling out. House Republicans have spent the last year and a half on an impeachment probe that appears unlikely to end in charges against President Magoo. They will throw every criminal case at Trump, right? I mean, you just went through the timeline list. And yet just to get an inquiry through on Biden and his dealings with Ukraine, with China, with all of Hunter's shenanigans, it keeps hitting a stopgate every time.
Part of the reason, and see, I disagree wholeheartedly with what it is that the GOP tried to do here. They tried to take Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all the stories of Burisma and all the other different crap that they did, taking in the $10 million, all this stuff, they tried to make that what they were going to impeach him on. I understand why they may have thought that that was the one that Americans wanted to hear about. I don't think it is. And I disagreed with that was the approach. And the reason being is because the left is just going to recognize that as the right is just making up stories, just trying to come up with stuff. And the amount of proof that they need to make that case stick is long, it's deep, and it's got a lot of bumps in the road. Not to say it's not there. It's all there. And I must say, we've got to go after it. But there was a much easier way to impeach him. All you had to do was take the spotlight to the southern border. This man, as far as I'm concerned, has committed treason. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not one of those guys walking around wrapped in an American flag and, you know, everything. No, that's not it. I love my country. I believe in the rule of law. I believe that, you know, everybody is created equally, no matter their boy, girl, man, woman, fat, skinny, black, white, doesn't matter. I believe in all of that. At the same time as when you keep borders open and you don't close them, when you know that you've got horrible diseases coming through, i.e. measles, when you know you've got fentanyl coming through, destroying lives. I had a woman last night. I had this new thing, Ask DML. So last night I went on Facebook and I said, ask me anything you want. I'll answer the questions. So a woman started going down that she just lost her son, her young son, to fentanyl. How did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. It's Joe Biden. You're allowing the Chinese to come in here. You're allowing ISIS and other horrible actors from the Middle East. You're allowing the cartels to run children into sex slave businesses. I mean, the list is long. He's doing it single-handedly. He could stop it. And that's where the impeachment should be. That's where the impeachment should be, because the president's job, his number one job, is to keep the homeland and the American citizens safe from foreign invasion. And if you don't think that's an invasion down at our border, you are mentally insane.
Totally agree with you. I mean, that is where he gets probably the biggest F in his entire administrative playbook. I mean, he has failed with...
From both sides. That's the part I left out, just to cut you off and then let you go. Like I said, with the Burisma thing and all that stuff, it's so much there. It's paperwork, it's numbers, it's banking, it's all... This is a visual. You can take every single last night that you see on NBC, ABC, CBS, you can take it all and you can dump it right in front of every American. And even the left, the blacks, the Latinos, every person on the left, the whites, the women, they all see it happening. That's where we could have impeached him. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go.
No. And that's the thing. It's a clear invasion. Everyone can see it. I mean, we watch Bill Malugin and, you know, he's going through lines of hundreds of illegal immigrants coming through. And again, these aren't families coming through with serious asylum claims. They're all young military age men, and a lot of them with violent pasts. And what happens when they come through and there's no accountability? The murder of Lake and Riley and countless others that, you know, we see on headlines, and we just wonder how much longer is this going to last, where we're just going to watch very innocent Americans get killed and our administration do nothing about it or even talk about it. I mean, I have the contrast of statements. They finally, the White House, I mean, finally released a statement about Lake and Riley, and you're going to be pissed when I read it.
On, let me just tell people, Lake and Riley, for those of you who don't know, who forget, Lake and Riley was just murdered 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. She was 22 years old, a nursing student, jogging at her local university, and in the middle of the day, an illegal alien who had already been arrested, who has a criminal background, whose brother was in gangs. I mean, this guy is the worst of the worst. Kills her in the middle of the day for no reason. Right. Mangled her body.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And, you know, until the State of the Union, when Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, called out Biden, they remained silent. And yet, and this just shows where their priorities are, when you look at, and I'll read the two of them, when you look at the statement of Nex Benedict, and if people need a reminder, that was a trans student that got into a fight at her school in the bathroom with three other girls. It hasn't been proven if the relation of this fight was even her being bullied as trans, but she committed suicide later, which again, that could probably be debated. Is it because she was taking, you know, hormonal medications that mess with your adolescence to such a degree that the health system in England just put a whole ban on puberty blockers and those medicines? Either way, the Biden White House doesn't want to address those kind of issues. But let me read you the statement of what they released for Lake and Riley compared to Nex Benedict. White House spokesman, we would like to extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Lake and Hope Riley. People should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law if they are found to be guilty. Given this is an active case, we would have to refer you to state law enforcement and ICE. Period. That's it. Three sentences.
That's the statement.
That's their official White House statement. Nothing about an illegal alien. Nothing about more of deep sorrow for the parents losing their daughter. Nothing. It is as blanket of a PR statement as you can get. Now, let's get to Nex Benedict. Biden himself. Jill and I are heartbroken by the recent loss of Nex Benedict. Every young person deserves to have the fundamental right and freedom to be who they are and feel safe and supported at school and in their communities. Nex Benedict, a kid who just wanted to be accepted, should still be with us, be here with us today. Non-binary and transgender people are some of the bravest Americans I know, but nobody should have to be brave just to be themselves. In memory of Nex, we must all recommit to our work to end discrimination and address the suicide crisis impacting too many non-binary and transgender children. Bullying is hurtful and cruel, and no one should face the bullying that Nex did. Parents and schools must take reports of bullying seriously. My prayers are with Nex's family, friends, and all who loved them, and to all LGBTQI plus Americans for whom this tragedy feels so personal. Know this, I will always have your back. To I plus young people across the country, you are loved exactly as you are. If you're feeling overwhelmed or alone, you can call or text 988, the National Crisis Hotline, and dial the number 3 to talk to a counselor who has been specifically trained to support LGBTQI plus youth.
So in one hand, we've got arguably people who have serious issues and taking what many people say dangerous drugs to try to change who they are, which is, as far as I'm concerned, and I think I speak for God on this one, impossible to do. You just said some of those drugs have been banned in the UK. And then we've got a nursing student. I defy somebody to go into a hospital, notwithstanding the Mayo Clinic, go into a hospital and come out and feel as if you were treated by the best of the best nurses and doctors. The medical system, the health system is so lacking of talent. I mean, I said this the other day, I'll say it again. The last time I had to go into the hospital, I felt as if they just pulled people off the fryer later at McDonald's and said to them, do you know how to administer an IV? If you don't, let me teach you on the run. Just wash your hands of the greasy stuff before you do it. So here we have a 22-year-old who wants to go out and become a nurse. She loses her life for no freaking reason other than Joe Biden and Barack Obama want to change the fundamentals of this country, make it into a third world freaking hole. He gives three sentences that doesn't even have any heart in it at all. Almost like the equivalent of a press statement that says, we will be checking our emergency services alarm in the next 20 minutes. I mean, that's basically what it was, right? And then he's got what look like the biggest long run-on sentence paragraph.
Which, let's
that you
be honest, he didn't write.
He didn't write that. Some person it's with purple and pink hair in his
Karine
office.
Jean-Pierre,
did. Yeah, she wrote it. Well, no, she can't write like that. Are you kidding me? She would have repeated
probably
the same
used an
sentence.
AI program.
Yeah, and, it's somebody there who is just radical left wrote that and put it up for him. Now there's a guy, Matt Walsh, who wrote and produced the film "What Is a Woman." He commented on that passage that you just read. This is what he wrote about Joe Biden. The man is a despicable, soulless monster, truly an evil scumbag who makes the country a worse place every day. Next, Benedict's death had absolutely nothing to do with discrimination. That was a completely invented false narrative that has been definitely debunked. Yet this decaying goblin promotes it anyway. Meanwhile, he can't even bring himself to say Lake and Riley's name correctly. What an absolute hunk of moldy garbage this man is. I mean, without using profanity, he basically defined what I think the majority of people in this country think of the guy who is sitting right now in the Oval Office. Now, to pour insult on top of injury, Dennis, give us the story of what just took place out of the state of Maryland.
Yeah, Anita actually reported on this yesterday, so here's from her post. An illegal migrant from El Salvador who has been twice deported from the U.S. was this week charged with more than 20 counts of sex abuse and sex offenses of minors during his time working as a church teacher in Maryland. Irvin Giovanni Alfaro Lopez, 33 years old, was arrested by the Montgomery County Department of Police on charges including sex abuse of a minor. The incidents allegedly took place between 2016 and 2018 at a Durwood church located in the 15700 block of Crab Branch Way in Montgomery County. The victims were aged between 6 and 12 at the time,
Jesus,
according to the case in the county circuit court. He has also been charged with rape in the second degree and two counts of sex offense third degree in relation to the incidents. The sexual abuse allegations first came to light in May of last year when a victim came forward. Then three more victims came forward in September and January to say they were abused by Alfaro Lopez at the same church. He was between 25 and 27 years old at the time of the assaults of the four young girls. The victim said he would touch them both over and under their clothing when students were praying with their eyes closed. One of the victims was the daughter of the church pastor.
So this is Joe Biden's America. This is why I'm saying the GOP epically failed. I understand that all of the Burisma and all of the payments and all of the lack of registering as a foreign agent, I understand the pay for play. It's all there, but it's a massive case. And ultimately, the GOP didn't have the wind beneath their wings that they needed to bring it. All they had to do was just, all you had to do was play this program every single day in the courtroom for a week, and you could have had enough information to impeach this dude. That's where the GOP fails. They don't know how to do messaging. They don't know how to come together as a solid group. They can't figure it out. Trump is the only guy in the GOP who knows how to tell a story. I mean, even Ron DeSantis, who we really appreciate as our governor here. You know, I've had New York for 51 years and I've had Florida for 3. And I can tell you for the Florida 3, it was better than all 51 combined in New York from a political, living free sort of standpoint.
Cultural standpoint, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. But even Ron DeSantis couldn't sell his own story when he tried to go out on a national stage. Nikki Haley sits there. She looks like a mannequin. You know, somebody's pulling the strings in the back. Right? Not Trump. Trump just gets up there. And like you said, you know, you bring him into a manufacturing plant. He doesn't get into a blue jumpsuit and put on the construction hat and pretend he's something he's not. He wears his suit. He wears his tie. He looks like $1 million. He says, hey, tell me what's going on over here. He goes into a McDonald's. He doesn't get into a sweatsuit and try to pretend like, you know, he was Bill Clinton running through the streets. He just goes in with his suit and says, give me a Big Mac. He is who he is. You know, he is who he is. If the Republicans would just learn to be who they are as people, they would connect better. But they don't. And they go after the stupid, they just let them, somebody takes them down the rabbit hole. I wish I was in there. I really do. Somebody just put on the Ask DML on the Facebook there. They said, DML, any chance that you would reach out to Lara Trump? She follows you on Twitter. She does. She follows me. And say that you want a job at the RNC? And I said, no. And they're like, such a shame because you have such common sense ideas. Did you hear what that? PhD. Ryan's got a PhD in common sense, in storytelling. So tell the story as it goes. But the GOP can't figure that out. And they take things that they should be holding and grabbing and running across the finish line as victories. And they've always fail. They always fail. They don't know what they're doing. Joe Biden is giving us every single reason to never elect another Democrat again. And yet, it's like we can't get our crap together. Let's do this. Let's just switch from illegal immigration to a second to go to the economy. All right? We have a video that was put out from the Heritage Foundation. The Heritage Foundation is a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., and they put out a video that really describes Joe Biden's economy. Let's play that video.
Yay, we did it.
Did what?
They're happy because the U.S. economy added 275,000 new jobs in February, topping many projections, while the U.S. unemployment rate rose by 0.2%.
See, Bidenomics is working.
That sounds like good news, but how come the overwhelming majority of Americans still view the economy negatively?
That's because he's not telling you everything. The U.S. job market added over 51,000 part-time jobs and lost around 187,000 full-time jobs from January to February. And a majority of those new jobs went to foreign workers residing in the U.S., not American-born citizens, whose employment is still 1 million jobs below pre-pandemic levels.
All right, fine. But hey, 3.9% unemployment? That's gotta count for something.
It would if that was actually the unemployment rate.
What?
If you account for all the people missing from the labor market, then the real unemployment rate is between 6.5 and 7.7%.
Care to comment?
Okay, Dennis. So let's just give the good listeners here a synopsis. 275,000 jobs were added in February. So the White House starts doing the tango because they're like, hey, we're building the economy. Everything's great, blah, blah, blah. But it's really not the case. As they just said, 51,000 of the jobs that were created were part-time, whereas 187,000 were lost that were full-time, and foreign workers are getting the majority of the jobs. That doesn't include the illegal aliens that because they're not accounted for. Okay, they're not accounted for. So this economy is crushing the average American. You just sent the other day a text to the family. We have a family text about what you spent at the supermarket. Why don't you tell people what it is that you are spending at the supermarket when you go randomly?
Right. I mean, I went to, we have a supermarket right nearby, and just to get some common supplies, right? I mean, what did I get, Ryan? I got paper towels, paper plates, or not even paper plates because we're trying to cut back. So, you know, just essentials like what else did I get?
Toilet paper,
sponges. Yeah, just common, household things that
you Tide know, Pods.
Laundry detergent, so common things that you just got to re-up on. And I've been going on the BOGO wave, you know, even then, because our market is Publix and they'll have the buy one, get ones. So, you know, I'm always trying to shop based on that rather than the quality of the product at this point, because the paper towels we get are by no means those double bounty or downy paper towels. But yeah, it came out to, I think, pretty much just about under $100. And it would have been more if, I didn't use the BOGO deals. And that's why, you know, with shopping at this point, you know, we kind of make it limited. I mean, we go really maybe once a month for those critical supplies. So it wasn't even food. That's why I want to clarify. It wasn't even food. It was just the common re-up of the household supplies.
Well, this, now remember, you know, one of the things we try to do here is we don't want to read you and always comment about things that are coming from our app or Breitbart or Fox or any of the stuff that you could say is right-leaning. We like to look at what the left is reporting. Axios is a far-left organization. This was yesterday. Unstoppable shopping slows, and that could be a problem for the economy. Let me just give you a little taste of this. Consumers aren't spending like they used to. That's a sharp turnaround from recent years when shoppers looked unstoppable, even in the face of decades high interest rates and inflation. Now consumers appear more cautious and spending is weakening, threatening a critical factor that's kept the economy strong. Retail spending bounced back slightly in February from a sharp pullback at the start of the year. The Commerce Department said Thursday that retail sales rose almost half of 1% last month, but January's drop was worse than initially thought. Retail sales fell 1.1%, if not, 1.1%. But one of the things they said about February's rebound in retail sales was driven by strong sales at gasoline stations that rose nearly 1%, a result of higher gas prices. So remember, the sales are going up by the big by the number, not by the transactions, but by the number. So think about this. If we take in two transactions this month, just two, at $5 each, well, it's $10. If we take in one transaction next month for $11, we could say sales are up. But really, sales aren't up. We only had one customer versus two. You follow? We just raised the price of what we were selling for $5 last month is now $11 this month. Elevated interest rates, an uptick in energy costs, and persistent discomfort with price levels continue to push consumers to make trade-offs with budgeting, with goods categories increasingly overlooked in favor of services spending. Other indicators hint that the consumer is losing momentum. In a report this week, Bank of America says that spending growth among lower and middle income households is weakening after being at a point of strength. Delinquencies, this is what you read, okay? Delinquencies on credit card and auto loans have ticked up in recent months as well, according to the New York Fed. U.S. consumers have powered the overall economy, but now that is starting to stall. And the amount of people who are missing their credit card payments, defaulting on loans, is upticking. Another interesting thing that I saw this morning that I put up on the Facebook page, official forecasts show that America will this year spend more money on debt interest than national defense. Our borrowing continues to put our financial strength in peril. So we are paying China more in interest payments than we are putting into our own defense. And you know who knows that better than the American citizens? China.
Oh, totally.
We're in trouble, my friend.
I know. And look, our audience are very smart people. So you can see when these statistics are pretty much being manipulated to be a little more visual to say, hey, look at all the jobs we're creating. And then when you get to the nitty gritty details, you realize, okay, these are all just fake outs. Even so, like last year's numbers, they went back and started adjusting them last month. I know I brought that up before. So with job creation numbers. So that's where it becomes, I think, insanely difficult, right? Because you're supposed to be looking at the numbers because the numbers aren't supposed to lie. And yet they are finding ways now to just kind of present it as, oh, well, look, you know, this steadily rose up for employment. It's like, yeah, but whose employment is the better question?
And what kind of employment?
And what kind of employment? And like you said, even with the retail sales, and I think a huge issue, especially with our generation, is that the buy now, pay later is becoming more and more and more. In fact, that's probably the companies to invest in, Affirm, Klarna, all those guys, because I've seen it. I've seen it with friends. You know, they just do, you know, the pay over time payments, and some of them come with those interest rates. And next thing you know, It's they're spending more than they needed to in the first place. So
it is not often that I disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you here. That sort of company is one that I would not invest in, because the buy now, pay later basically kicks the can down the road. And so the financial institution is taking all of that and putting it on their own shoulders. So the reason why I wouldn't invest in that is because they're kicking the can down the road. By kicking the can down the road, these financial institutions are taking great risk that people aren't going to be able to pay those bills. And so they're going to have to write those loans down and their profits are going to hurt. That's where this is going. See, one of the things people have to understand about the economy, and if you asked me what I know most about, I would say economy, order. So put it that way. I've been a businessman since I'm 18 years old. All right. I understand the ebbs and flows of this stuff. There is a trickle-down effect that happens. When you can't pay your bill, Dennis, and you don't pay that pay later, you don't pay that American Express card, you don't pay that Visa card, you miss your mortgage payment, you miss your car payment, ultimately, you're the one who's going to suffer because your credit rating is going to go down and you're never going to be able to go buy something again for at least 7 to 8 years. Okay, got it. But what happens is these financial institutions start taking a beating. And so then what they do is they start locking up. And now for them to give money out to anybody anymore becomes nearly impossible. And when businesses and people can't get loans, that's when spending stops. That's when the economy starts to halt. So even though it starts with you making a purchase that you shouldn't have made because you didn't have the money, it is going to trickle down and it is going to go wide. And what happens is it becomes a tsunami when it happens to a lot of people. So right now, this is not an anomaly where, Dennis and Ryan aren't saving enough of their money and that's why they can't do it at the shopping mart. Everybody's feeling this. And when I say everybody, it's liberals and conservatives. One thing we all share in common, and there's no difference and there's no prejudice about it, we all need the dollar to be as strong as it possibly can be.
I agree. And look, one thing, maybe it's a controversial take, I don't know. But even with our credit system, the credit scoring, it's incredibly important to have a good score in order to get money, to get things, to get approved. But I got to say, it is beyond flawed because it is almost designed to always want to keep you in debt. I've seen too many examples of people successfully paying off their debt and then their score drops and permanently drops and stays in that dropping. And so it's almost encouraging you to borrow more money and to keep into that system. So we need something to be reworked on that, because I think, in my opinion, you successfully pay off your student debts, you do everything right with your car loans, you do everything with your mortgage payment, you got it good, you're set, and then for it to be dropped because they don't like the fact that you've accomplished that's not okay with me.
I can answer to that real quick, and then we've got to cut off and then go back to only Team DML. I recently paid off one of our cars and I paid down to zero my home equity line, and my credit rating dropped 10 points because I don't have enough debt. How does that work? Brilliant, brilliant analysis on your end. It needs to change. We need to talk, Dennis, about a secret LGBTQ group that was made for third graders. We need to talk about Chuck Schumer's crazy radical statements about what needs to be done in Israel. And we need to talk and show a video of, in New York, how a man on the subway was shot in the head. But we can't show these things on Facebook. We can't talk about these things on Facebook. We can't talk about them on Apple Podcasts. We can't talk about them almost anywhere, because we will be flagged for things that are just not supposed to be out in the open. The censorship in this country is also what's going to bring it down. You ask me what the biggest problems in this country are, twofold: border, censorship. So with that being said, I look at you, if you're watching us on Facebook, I urge you. Our program is a little cocky, is amazing. And if you want to watch it every day from start to finish, all you have to do is become a DML News app user and a Team DML participant, a member. So many benefits to our membership. As low as $2.50 you could get in per month, and you get so much stuff, no ads, everything you'd think you'd want. And then if you go up a little bit more than that, then you start getting unbelievable savings on CBD. You can watch my films. There's so many different things. We got a live chat. It's like all these people in the live chat. They're like family.
I was just going to say, we've cultivated such a great community of people. I mean, I've seen people that have become Team DML members become also lifelong friends. So, you know, if you're looking, and this is beyond just joining your average Facebook group, it's beyond that. So, you know, you want something where you're going to feel like someone's got your back, like you should be joining. And that's why I always get excited for this part of the show when we do the switchover.
It's not, and you know, it's not only just the whole politics and news that the three of us cover.
No, it's life. Listen, it's life.
Mom and I, you know, tonight we're going to wind up having the wine and talk. You want to laugh, you want to laugh your butt off, or you want to just talk about things that are life related and not news and politics. It's a great show. In fact, more people watch the video of the wine and talk than they do of this show. It's becoming one of our most popular things.
Oh, and one of my favorites has become Ryan's Cafe. So if you're trying to learn how to, you know, make a, I don't know, an easy to do recipe, and people have that. I get the emails now, like, I tried Ryan's recipe, like, you know, the guac, the smoothies. So, you know, that's something you guys got to definitely jump on.
And on top of that, I'll say, because Dennis won't say things about himself that are nice, Dennis is freaking hysterical. And Ryan is just as funny. And they sit there, and it's like a Batman and Robin team, but for comedy and cooking. And so, I film it. You don't see me, but I film it. I have to hold back my laughs while I'm sitting there filming this thing because I don't want to ruin the audio part of it. So please, here's how you do it. You download the DML News app from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store for free. You go to tab 5, which is the interact tab. You hit at the top, Team DML memberships. Boom, it's all there for you. If you don't want to do it, so be it. At least you got the app and you could get great news. If you do want to do it, you pay one time, it's over. You don't have to worry about it until again next year. That being said, if you don't have a smartphone and you just use a laptop or a tablet or something, all you have to do is go to teamdml.com, teamdml.com, and you can do the same thing, register and be in there. With that being said, we got other topics to cover. We say farewell to all you people on Apple Podcasts and on Facebook. We wish you YouTube. We're going to put this on YouTube too. We wish you the greatest of days.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, film.